hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, you know, our search for the truth goes a lot of places, a lot of areas, a lot of issues, and a lot of good people that we bring to you. And I want to thank Bev, one of our listeners, who encouraged me to contact Marinka Peshman, which I did. And glad that I did. And we're going to have her on the show today as a guest. She is the author of The Whistleblower, How the Clinton White House Stayed in Power to Reemerge in the Obama White House and on the World Stage. I really like the title of that. Following Orders, The Death of Vince Foster, Clinton White House Lawyer, Crime and Incompetence, The Guide to America's Immigration Crisis. She is a freelance journalist. She's collaborated, ghostwritten, and contributed to books and stories. From showbiz to celebrity, she is an independent journalist. She has worked for the major media and the other media, and we are so glad to have her join us today. Thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour, Marinka. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thanks to your listener, Bev, as well. Good morning.
Yes, yes. Well, we're talking about the truth here at the Power Hour, trying to find it amidst all the facade of left, right, blue state, red state, good guys, bad guys. We want to know what the truth is. And of course, you've been searching and following this, obviously, since the Clinton administration. And there have been some major scandals that have gotten our attention. But, you know, when you get down to those major scandals, it's almost as if they've been designed for our consumption. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have to agree with you on that. Essentially, the Obama White House is the Clinton White House on steroids. And everything the Clinton administration got away with, we are seeing repeated but escalated under the Obama administration. You know, it's interesting that email that you read from one of your listeners about the IRS. She's absolutely right. The Clinton White House abused the IRS as well in the 1990s. They went after same people. You know, at that time, they weren't called Tea Party groups, but conservatives, Christians, some media outlets, including National Review and American Spectator, and they were never held to account. So what happens with corruption? If you get away with it, it grows like a cancer, and that's exactly what we're seeing today. And so when the Obama administration is playing dumb now, I have to be completely honest with you. They're lying to you. We heard about the way they were taking advantage of the IRS already back in 2011. That was before the Obama administration reelection. This administration was reelected under false pretenses, under a fog of deception. It is very, very disturbing. And so the question is, will they get away with it, or are the American people, it's the American people who have to be the good guys now, because politicians on both sides of the aisle, they've known about this abuse of power with the IRS for decades, and they've allowed it to happen. And now the net, you know, during the Clinton era, it was smaller with more individual groups. But now the net has been cast wider and it's coming to your house.
Well, yeah. And it's been since the 1950s and 60s when COINTELPRO and the Church Committee met and said, yeah, we are trying to abuse the American public by using the IRS, et cetera. And so it's been going on for so long. And hopefully people are going to see that it is whoever is in front of the curtain, be it Clinton or Bush or Obama, that's not the issue. It's who is behind the curtain that's doing all of this. All of these things, I mean, to create the Al-Qaeda story, to create the Taliban story, they've got to have a whole bunch of computers going on, putting all these names together with who's head of Al-Nusra and who's part of this. They've got so many terrorist organizations, there's no way the people can follow them. And usually the terrorist organizations, unfortunately, go back to the terror that's being created against the American people.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Well, let's get into Benghazi then, if we may, for a little bit here, because there's some information that people are not being told. So right now, the narrative coming from the Obama administration is, and this is regarding the stand-down order, that there was not enough time to do anything. This, again, is a complete and utter lie.
Okay, but wait, before you even go into that, tell us what happened at Benghazi. What do we know happened at Benghazi? Because people are so confused right now that the stand-down order may not even be in their sort of frame of reference. What happened at Benghazi that we know for sure?
Well, the reason why the stand-down order is so important, it's to cover up what was happening in Benghazi. What was Ambassador Christopher Stevens really doing there? His last meeting was with the Turkish Consul General, Ali Sait Akin. Nobody has talked about that. Nobody has interviewed the Turkish Consul General. All my FOIA requests to find out have been denied. I have subsequently been told from sources who have you know, with information directly related to Benghazi, that that final meeting was about the arms running that was happening from Libya to Syria through Turkey. Now, we have to, I want to give some context of the players there, okay? So the Obama-Clinton regime, they've overthrown Gaddafi. The rebels who were funded by the U.S. have now broken into the weapons stockpiles. There's weapons all over the place. Who were the international partners in Benghazi? France, Britain, the Saudis, and Qatar. During all of this, the Saudis and Qatar have been arming the rebels in Syria, next stop of their plan. They want to oust President Assad there. Meanwhile, the Obama administration has openly called for his removal. So, and then to add another layer to this, we have, it's called the Manpad Recovery Program, also known as buyback. And as the way it's presented to the American people, was Hillary Clinton gave $40 million to the Libyan interim, it was called the Libyan Transitional Council Committee, was the interim Libyan government, to ostensibly recover and secure all these weapons that have gone amiss. I cannot get, nobody can get an accounting of the weapons that have been acquired. I have denial from the State Department. If you go to my website, everything I'm telling you is fully documented. So you can see yourself. They're stonewalling. They're playing word games. You're not allowed to call this program buyback. So here's your question. You have Americans on the ground supposedly working with their international partners and the Libyans to secure these weapons. Saudi and Qatar, we know, are arming Syria, the rebels, to overthrow Assad. Are we supposed to believe that the U.S. wasn't a part of that? No, that's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous. So that's the larger issue regarding Benghazi. The reason why they have to cover it up is because arms running is illegal. It's against international law. Moreover, how is this in the interest of the American people? Because now we have to take a step back. Let's look at the Arab Spring. In 2009, the people of Iran rose up against their regime. The Iranian regime happens to be the largest state sponsor of terrorism. We all know this. The Obama administration did not meddle. I'm using their words. Since then, they have meddled everywhere else in the Middle East, Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and now they've removed their leaders. And who is gaining power? The Muslim Brotherhood. By their fruits, you shall know them. What we are watching is the creation of the United States of Islam before our very eyes.
Wow.
How is this in the interest of America, of all free countries in the world?
Look at the money we're giving to it. Look at the arms we're giving it to it. We are creating our enemies so we have somebody to fight. And when we fight these people.
A leader of Al-Qaeda, a former Taliban member. This is in Libya to help oust Colonel Gaddafi, who incidentally claimed he was kidnapped by the CIA and tortured under the rendition program. This is the person the Obama-Clinton regime armed and funded to overthrow Libya. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. Who is your government serving? These are very real and serious questions. Because what happens after Syria? Syria is the back door to Iran. We're in very dangerous times, people. And you must wake up. You must educate yourself. And you must stand now and do everything you can to stop this. We are a hair trigger away from World War III. That's what we're dealing with here. Because what you're going to have then is the Sunnis, Muslim Brotherhood, Saudi Arabia, up against Iran, Shiites. The bloodshed is going to be unimaginable. And America is going to be dragged right in the middle of it.
Well, America is creating it also. I mean, now that's the other part of this, is we're creating all of this dissension. Now, let's take Mohamed Morsi. You mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohamed Morsi, who was brought into power in Egypt. You know, people don't realize, because they don't want us to know, that Mohamed Morsi was a professor north of Berkeley, California, in a college in California. He speaks perfect English. Two of his children are American citizens. And yet,
yeah, do we think this is a coincidence? I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
And we act as though this is some kind of, oh my goodness, you know, this is a bad guy. How did this guy ever get here? Well, he came from the United States. That's how he got there.
Well, it even goes further back, too, because I completely agree with you about this false right-left paradigm. You know, this Republican-Democrat soap opera that they try to shove down our throats. It is just preposterous, because if you actually look at the Bush administration policies at the time when they sent troops to Iraq and Afghanistan. These rules of engagement were completely counterproductive and suicidal. You had policies called catch and release, which means troops were sent to war to catch terrorists, to release them. Troops were sent to war to fight under coin, which, of course, was a creation of General Petraeus, the so-called celebrated, you know, military leader.
What's coin? Give the definition of coin.
It's a counterinsurgency program.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was is to win the hearts and minds of the local population. And how do you do that? You have troops leave their armored vehicles to walk the villages, the streets, the fields, which happen to be riddled with IEDs, to win hearts and minds. Now, how many years are we into this? Are we going to win any hearts and minds? Of course not.
No. And even today, there's a report that 8 people were killed from drones over Afghanistan. You know, they don't even bother, Marinka, any longer to say they were alleged Taliban leader or alleged CIA leader. They don't even say that anymore. They just said, we killed more 8 people. Hey, 8 more are out of the way. I thought we were
ending
this.
Yes, it's another day. I know. It's criminal. It's disgusting.
It's criminal. We're going to be back after this 4-minute break. There's something that feels so good about people just saying it like it is. I really appreciate Marinka. We'll be back after this 4-minute break for the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Go to Marinka's website. Just go to thepowerhour.com. In the guest section, you'll see Marinka's website. It is Marinka Peshman, and you'll see how to spell her name right there. We are talking to her. She is an independent journalist. She has certainly has looked at these issues, and I just get chills. You know, I get chills when Ron Paul says, don't discuss the good or bad of the IRS, just get rid of it. You know, it is overwhelmingly incompetent, and not only that, it is criminal, so get rid of it. Well, I like it when people just say it like it is. But then that gives us a responsibility that we have to do something about this, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us, Marinka Peshman. We're talking about Benghazi. What really happened there? I mean, there are people that are questioning why the diplomat was actually in Benghazi at the time. I mean, given the fact that it wasn't even a consulate or an embassy, what was he doing there at the time? Do we know?
Well, yes. This meeting with the Turkish consul general was the reason why he was there. And from what I've been told, the Turkish consul general, he was applying pressure on Ambassador Christopher Stevens to say, hey, we know what you're doing, meaning running arms. And there are a lot of actors in the region, including Russia, who are not particularly happy about this. Now, we have to go back to that timeline. What was President Putin saying? You don't hear this in the U.S. media, but you'll find out this information in the foreign press. He was warning of a false flag where chemical weapons would be used in Syria as the precursor to start a U.S. NATO-led, you know, overthrow of Assad. President Putin was warning about this. Now, since then, we're getting these reports that chemical weapons have shown up. First it's the rebels, then it's Assad, then it's the rebels. That we can't even get a clear answer. What we do know is that the al-Qaeda arm in Syria has now overtaken the oil fields that Assad previously owned. Now, the al-Qaeda members of the rebel group in Syria, they share the same position as the Saudis, the Obama administration, and Senator John McCain, and that's to overthrow President Assad. What do they think is going to happen after that?
Bingo.
That's my question, answer. What, you think freedom and democracy is going to break out? It's preposterous.
That's right.
Now, I'd like to go back, if I may, just to emphasize how critical the stand-down order is, because there's a lot of misinformation in the media about this. And what the administration is trying to say, oh, there was no time to do anything. When Tyrone Woods made the call, Tyrone Woods was a CIA asset, but he was also something called a GRS. That stands for Global Response Staff. This was a very secretive elite group that was created after 9/11. It's not a large group. Only Navy SEAL Special Forces can make it. A lot of them can't. It's very, very tough. When a GRS makes a call for help, whoever is in the region, even if they're rescuing someone else, they drop everything to go help the GRS because the work that they're doing is so specialized, so important that you drop what you're doing to help the GRS. It's kind of like there's a fire and you call the fire department and you see smoke and suddenly, you know, all the firemen, they jump down the pole, right, to get into the truck. Well, someone in the Obama administration stopped that from happening, because automatically when a GRS makes a call, everything is put into motion to go help that GRS. So, and that includes, now we know there were troops in Croatia who were headed for the planes, and they were not just told to stand down, stop, not stand by, stop what you're doing, go back. This is far worse than people can even imagine. So by issuing the stand-down order, the Clinton-Obama regime guaranteed a bad outcome, because at that time, when that call came in, nobody knew what the outcome of Benghazi was going to be. This could have turned into a hostage crisis that lasted for days, weeks. It could have spread throughout the region. Nobody knew. They guaranteed a bad outcome. Why? Because we're supposed to believe that Hillary wanted to create a permanent post in Benghazi? That's garbage. It's to cover up the illegal arms running going into Syria. Next stop, overthrow Assad, backdoor Iran. People, you have to wake up and you have to stop this from happening.
Well, you know, we would like to know how to stop that from happening. It seems like, you know, the power within the military, within the government, within these corrupt people that have a desire to allow people to die over the idea of control and greed. You know, for instance, you know, our government has used CNN and used the media to say that, Assad just wants to kill his own people. I heard Shepard Smith on Fox make that statement. Oh, he just wants to kill his own people. He enjoys killing his own people.
Yeah, how many years has he been in power? Come on.
Bingo. And you know what? Assad is an ophthalmologist from London who doesn't even allow his people to have GMO foods. Now, tell me that's a man who wants to kill his people.
Yeah.
We'll be back
after
this 3 minutes.
Yep.
Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Marika Peshman is our guest. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. We're talking to a lady who is not only an independent journalist, but a free thinker, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot tell you how good it feels. I mean, you get chills when you hear someone like Marika Peshman talk about what is really happening, not the left side or the right side. And I want to thank Power Hour Doug for putting up there on the talking points at TalkStream Live that we're talking about the Benghazi arms deal. I don't think TalkStream Live has probably ever heard the truth about the Benghazi arms deal. They hear the left-right version or the whatever version, but it's, you know, the 12th talking point version. But ladies and gentlemen, we are so thrilled to have her join us today. Her books that you can get at her website, MarinkaPeshman.com. Check that out. Let me remind you also that we take no sponsors because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And we have the Sherry Rogers special, Dr. Sherry Rogers Detox special. And I'm telling you, this works. It definitely works. The Strauss Heart Drops. I only bring to you the things that work, because if they didn't work, I wouldn't want to be selling them, because I use them all myself, or as many as I can. And I try them out, make sure they work. I don't care if it's a pocket hose. I will tell you about them. We don't sell the pocket hose, by the way, but we want you to know what does work and what doesn't. Also, the spice special, organic spices. My goodness, we have about 60 organic spices. There's some information in the email blast today about thyme. Oh, how important and powerful these items are. We have them at the Power Mall. Call 877-817-9829. Get your garden seeds. It is time to get planted and get some food. Our greenhouse is so full of greens you cannot imagine. I mean, we could juice every single meal and never use up all the greens. So call 877-817-9829 and get involved with your own gardening. Please, your life and your nutrition and health may depend upon it. We're talking to Marinka Peshman today about Benghazi. We're talking about the purpose of this. Gun running, ladies and gentlemen. Get that in your mind. Whenever you hear them talking on television, gun running. Now, the terrorist involved in this, you want to make a comment about that, Marinka?
Yes, I'd like to really break this down. And also, when you hear the media experts and the pundits say Watergate, don't think Watergate. Think Iran-Contra. Okay? That's what we're dealing with here. Now, regarding the terrorist groups, Who's responsible for the death of, for the murder of four Americans in Benghazi? Ansar al-Sharia. Now, this is a jihadist group that is funded by the Iranians. They were trained in Yemen by Quds forces. Okay, this is very serious, very hardcore. A group of them went to Benghazi to create, you know, their offshoot militia there in Benghazi. And they do it by radicalizing some of the locals. That was one group. There is a second group, AQIM. That's another al-Qaeda offshoot backed by Syria. So essentially, who was in Benghazi? Syria and Iran, because they know what the U.S. is doing with their gun-running plans to overthrow Assad. Next stop, Iran. And let me break it down, too. When these things happen, there's a saying in the intelligence community, two is one, one is zero. There'll always be two groups, because if there's a problem with one, you still have another one to carry out the mission. So that's just a little intelligence.
Interesting.
There for you.
Two is one, and one is
one
zero.
Is none.
Interesting.
Yep.
And one is none. Yes.
Yep.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Yeah. And that's how it broke down. So you also have to ask yourself, because these are proxies, you know, of Syria and Iran, was this a terrorist attack or an act of war? That's the larger question here. No wonder the Obama administration is saying, oh, this is irrelevant. This is why Hillary Clinton is saying, what difference does it make? What are you doing? Dragging Americans into World War III, who is also, you know, the big brother, you know, behind all this, Russia. Russia does not want this on their doorstep. What happens after Syria and Iran? All the Kurdistan, the various Dan countries that line Russia, heavily populated by Muslims. They're the next ones to go up. Who wants that? Apparently, the Obama regime wants that. Mm-hmm. So do the Saudis. Does that break it down clearly? I know.
But why did Hillary make that inane statement of, you know, basically, you know, get a life and forget about this? Why would she make that kind of an inane statement?
Well, she has been very successful at dodging indictments. I mean, she's been doing it for years. I've documented it extensively in The Whistleblower. I mean, how she was even confirmed is completely outrageous. And this goes directly into this false left-right paradigm. I mean, if the Republicans can screw something up, they will. And this even goes into the Benghazi investigation, because I know a lot of people are saying, oh, great, they're going to get them. You know, you see them on TV pounding their fists. Well, read the Benghazi interim report that the Republican committee released. They actually exonerated the Obama-Clinton regime regarding the stand-down order. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the quote exactly, but essentially they said, no one denied any help in Benghazi. That is a total lie, obviously. We now know it's a total lie. It's there in black and white. So I've since contacted the Republican committee because I think the American people deserve an explanation. Who were these witnesses that you claim you spoke to that said, oh, no, no one denied any help? That's garbage. Needless
Good
to say, I've yet
you.
To hear back from them. Yeah, so I'll stay
mm-hmm.
on them.
And you did some freedom of information requests also.
Oh, I did a lot. Yeah, yeah. And specifically on Christopher Stevens' meeting with the Turkish Council General, because that's critical. I mean, that's exactly what this terrorist attack was about, stonewalls. I've also asked the State Department about it, the Republican Committee about it. So far, they're refusing to answer these questions. I hope that changes. And I encourage your listeners, please, send out emails. Demand answers. And it's also interesting because the ARB, that was the advisory review board that Hillary ordered, you know, for the State Department investigation. When you self-investigate yourself, it's a joke.
Yeah.
We saw this repeatedly during the Clinton era. They did it under Travelgate. And what did they do there? They misused the Justice Department to trump up phony charges against an innocent man. They self-investigated themselves and said, oh, we're sorry. We won't do that again. I mean, how many more times are they going to get away with this? It is a playbook. They use it over and over again. They create these fake boogeymen. You know, in the case of Benghazi, this so-called YouTube video. Well, they don't even mention the YouTube video in this document dump of emails that we saw from the White House. Now, let me explain how ridiculous that document dump was. The email exchange regarding the talking points and who changed it, because, of course, everyone, you know, it's all a distraction because it goes into a much larger issue. The dump starts on the 14th of September. The terrorist attack was September 11th. Well, what happened before that? We don't know. We only have a sliver of what happened. They classify these emails that are frankly irrelevant. It's about covering and protecting the policy. You know, people were wrong where they said, oh, this is about, you know, going after Hillary. No, Hillary, that's one thing. This is much bigger than Hillary. This is about the policy of regime change in the Middle East that is empowering the Muslim Brotherhood. How does this help the American people? Doesn't. Was Colonel Gaddafi a threat to America? No. What did he do? He kept the Muslim Brotherhood at bay. Same thing with Mubarak. He banned the Muslim Brotherhood. They were overthrown. Again, by your fruits, you shall know them.
Well, you know, I want to thank the gentleman who just sent me some information saying that Stevens' mission in Benghazi, they will say, was to buy back Stinger missiles from Al-Qaeda groups located.
He's right.
Issued to them by the State Department, not by the CIA. And such a mission would usually be a CIA effort, but the intelligence agency had opposed the idea because of the high risk involved in arming insurgents with powerful weapons. And this whole thing, I believe, and I correct me if I'm wrong, to me it seems like Stevens was just allowed to be used in this situation. I mean,
Stevens actually, he wore two different hats. He used to be covert. We don't even know what capacity he was operating as the ambassador or under his black hat. To this day, we still don't know. I mean, they are doing everything they can to conceal it. The person who emailed you is 110% correct. And I'd like to add to that because I've sent, you know, requests to the State Department as well as the Republican Committee for an inventory of the weapons that have been recovered. Hillary Clinton gave $40 million of your tax dollars to recover these weapons. Why can't we get an inventory and location? And supposedly, you know, some of them would be inoperable and should have been destroyed. When were they destroyed? Why won't they tell the American people that? Well, because you have all these other layers coming in. They farmed out some of the work to contractors. I'm trying to get the name of the contractors. They won't give up the name. They are stonewalling and stonewalling because what we have essentially, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's this kind of rogue hybrid State Department / CIA, you know, DOD kind of operation that has zero accountability. These are your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to know what weapons you've acquired. But I caution you, if you contact the State Department and ask about the buyback program, which is what it's been called repeatedly in the press, they're going to tell you it doesn't exist.
That's
I just reported this today. I had a nice little exchange with the State Department. But they are helping to recover the weapon stockpile with, you know, the Libyan government. We're playing word games. This is ridiculous. The bottom line is, what do you have to show for it? Let's see it.
That's right. But to me, it seems like that I'm afraid that Christopher Stevens was sacrificed in this whole thing because he probably was not going along and playing nice with the State Department and on the weapons issue. And then you have them showing those pictures of him being dragged through the streets, which that would have never happened. They would have never had those pictures released and allowed to get into the media, I believe. if they had not wanted him. It was like a message to other people. You better go along to get along. Now, I just wanted to add that I became so aware of this in the late 80s, when the U.S. government was selling biological and chemical weapons to Iraq prior to our going in there.
Yep.
Setting up Iraq with anthrax, and I've got the batch numbers. I've got the documents on this.
Yep.
Setting them up.
These are
up
people with no conscience. They have
bingo.
So much blood on their hands. I know.
Creating the problem and then creating the solution, which is the war, to go in there, and it worked perfectly well for them. I want to move to your thoughts on the IRS issue right now, and then I want to get to solutions before we run out of time. But I think you've done an amazing job of putting together the Benghazi situation for us, which the average person probably doesn't even know where Benghazi is or care. But I think our listeners are getting educated and now starting to talk about this more, to say you better understand these events, because what they're showing you.
Well, this is also how it will affect your listeners. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but what happens when you go into Syria, backdoor Iran? You think Iran is just going to sit there? No, they're going to squeeze the Strait of Hormuz. Your oil supply is going to be hampered, is a polite way to explain it, which will affect the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is backed by oil.
Mm-hmm.
This could crash the U.S. dollar. This is how serious it is. So for people who are saying it doesn't affect me, it's across the globe, it's not my problem, it is your problem. The administration is ensuring that it will be your problem. Why are they weakening the military? And for those people serving, God bless you, but you must know now your government does not have your back. And I take no pleasure in saying that. And people who've had loved ones who have served and those who have served, how many nights did you go to bed wondering whether the bureaucracy and these rules of engagement and insane policies or the insurgency would kill you? We have to be honest about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brutally honest. And realize that we're creating the war we say we're trying to keep from having happen. And that's what's being done, because that's the only way we make money in this country is by selling arms, and we make a lot of money. Well, that and health care.
Well, and drugs. I mean, look at Afghanistan and the poppy fields. Why are there poppy fields? They could have destroyed the poppy fields for the first day. I mean, it's preposterous.
Absolutely.
These poppy fields are funding terrorist groups that are killing your servicemen.
And
so for anyone who's thinking of joining the military, please don't. This is not the same military of your grandfather's. Please don't. Don't be used for someone else's bidding. And I hate to say that, but by their fruits you shall know them. They are installing the United States of Islam in the Middle East right now. Christians are being persecuted and slaughtered in the Middle East. Christians are being persecuted in the U.S., you know, whether it's the IRS and whatnot, conservatives. And this affects people of all faiths. No one is immune. We have to stop this and stand now. And one of the solutions, frankly, I'm surprised this hasn't happened, start recalling your lawmakers. Because all of a sudden, when their job is on the line, just maybe, they're not going to do the right thing because it's the right thing. We know that. We've seen their track record.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe when their job is under threat, they're going to start doing something. And here's another issue. Everyone's afraid to say the word impeachment. Well, let's talk about impeachment. Under the Constitution, it allows for high crimes and misdemeanors. We know we're dealing with misdemeanors at minimum, probably high crimes. So what are we talking about here? Are we going to wait for a special prosecutor to be appointed? Are we going to hope that the Republicans aren't going to roll over? No, that's ridiculous. I'd like to go back, if I may, to the impeachment proceedings under Clinton. A lot of people may not be aware of all this. There were other investigations that some of the investigators, and I spoke directly to the chief investigator, David Shippers, about this. He was a Democrat who was shocked when he saw what was happening with his government. And he said, this is not my Democratic Party. And he was outraged. He wrote a book called Sellout about all these other shenanigans that the Clintons were up to. And some of these investigations, he wanted to attach them to the articles of impeachment. And he was told, no, there's no time. Can you imagine? There's no time.
Wow.
Had that gone forward, would we still be dealing with Bill and Hillary Clinton? Probably not. And then it even gets worse. Let's talk about Special Prosecutor Robert Ray. He was the last special prosecutor during the Clinton era. Well, what did he do? He had evidence to convict Hillary Clinton of perjury over and over again in Travelgate, you know, for example. The death of this, I mean, over and over and over. He declined to prosecute her. I honestly can't even imagine what it must be like to be Robert Ray right now. You were one of the few people in the rare position to hold Hillary Clinton accountable, and you decided because of, you know, the politics and the mood of the country and whatever silly excuses, you're going to let this slide. And now she has gone on to lie to your face. How many times now? I can't even count.
Yes, yes.
This is what we are dealing with.
And then when the times get tough, she backs down and just says, oh, I'm leaving. I'm leaving the State Department.
But she'll be back. She never goes away. Come on.
Right, right. But how convenient, though, to not be able to be there to testify or have a brain tumor or whatever she was saying that she had. I mean, how convenient at that point in time.
Well, and those hearings, what a sham that was with John Kerry. He was completely pandering and all the other congressmen who were congratulating her for her frequent flyer. Mileage that she accumulated. What do we have to show for? Everywhere she's gone, she's in, you know, helping to empower the Muslim Brotherhood. And here you have Congress going, oh, you're the most traveled Secretary of State, you know, thanking her for her service. It's like living in the Twilight Zone watching.
Yes. Like our listeners say, you need to have duct tape to hold your head together to keep it from exploding. That is
absolutely
for sure. We'll be back.
They are right.
Yeah, no kidding. 3 minute break, and let's talk solutions and IRS after the 3 minute break. Monika Petchman. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Ross. Welcome back to Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour. Wherever you're sitting, you're in the right place. If you want to hear the truth, if you want to hear a challenge to the prevailing political philosophy they want you to consume, and we are not doing it at the Power Hour. Monika Petchman is our guest today. You can, Monika Petchman is our guest today, and you can go to her website, go to thepowerhour.com. Look at all the books that she has written. Monika, what would you recommend for people that, let's say they're just starting out on this, trail of truth here, and what would you recommend of your books for them to read?
Well, The Whistleblower really kind of lays out the blueprint of how they literally dodge indictments and stay in power. And so in that sense, it's a very good blueprint, because once you understand how they operate, then you can deal with it. You can predict it, and you can try to derail it. So what's interesting about following orders, because that's what we have here. We have people following orders, people who know the difference between right and wrong, who are looking the other way and following orders for, you know, their paycheck, for their pension, for whatever their excuses are. And they actually become as corrupt as these administration officials. I mean, you cannot serve under corruption and not become corrupt yourself. And what's interesting, so in the death of Vince Foster, the way they obstructed justice there, it's very similar to how they're obstructing justice in Benghazi. Let me just give you one quick example. In Benghazi, the FBI was not allowed to even go to the site for just shy of a month, about 3 weeks. Now, for anyone who's ever done investigative work, and true crime has always been my thing, it's the initial evidence gathering that is critical at the scene of the incident. If that doesn't happen, it's contaminated. It's compromised. You don't know what goes with what. Same thing happened to the death of Vince Foster. They wouldn't let investigators investigate the last place he was seen alive, the White House. And they thwarted the investigation in Fort Marcy Park. To this day, there were subpoenas, you know, demanding or requesting information that the White House still has never provided. It's the same playbook. It worked then. The question is, will it work now? Now is the time you have to hold your congressman responsible. And that's why, I mean, I keep saying recall. And for those who are good, they need to start these articles of impeachment now. At minimum, we have misdemeanors. We don't have time to waste for some long, drawn-out investigation that the Republicans could possibly screw up. Let's be honest, they probably will. They have for years now, right? Where are the good guys? The American people have to become the good guys. Mm-hmm. Now, on a financial note, because we are also facing an impending financial crisis, okay, with the dollar and with this crazy policy of money printing, which, of course, devalues the dollar. What you saw in Cyprus, I don't know how much time we have to go into this, but I do have articles about it on my website with links. What you saw in Cyprus is not isolated to Cyprus. This can affect every country. It is actually the central bankers as part of their white papers. And this is what they say, okay? Remember in 2008, the bailout? Mm-hmm. Was for using taxpayer dollars. The next financial crisis, and again, it's in their white papers, they will use depositor money. Well, depositor are taxpayers. Either way, they're going to take your money to bail themselves out under this false guise of preserving the monetary system, the same system they created, the same system they're not dealing with, okay? We have all this bad debt nobody's dealt with. That's why this situation is different than the other crises of the past, because before, you dealt with the problems. Here, they didn't deal with the problems. For those who may not remember, there was a congressman, Paul Korsky. He did an interview on C-SPAN, and he said that someone was doing a run on the bank in the U.S., and if they didn't shut down the system, it would have crashed the U.S. economy and then the world economy. It's also on my website. Please Google it and listen to his own words. Has anyone been indicted? No. They're not trying to fix the system. So you know what? You take your money out of these institutions, and you buy things that you need now, and you prepare. Because if you think someone is going to ride in a politician on a white horse and save the day, no. This will happen, whether it's tomorrow, a year from now, I don't know. The people who know way more about this than I do are flat out saying, get out of the system. And I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk about that after this break. 1 minute, 10 second break, and we will be back with our guest today, Marisa Peschman. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world is all about speaking the truth, standing and then standing. And our guest today, Marisa Peschman, is a perfect example of that. Check out our website and the books that she has written at the Power Hour. I got an email here from Laura, and she says, thank you for this interview and breaking it down. It is hard for us dumbed-down Americans to wrap our heads around all this stuff, but we're trying. And thank you, Laura, for the email. And, yeah, Marinka is excellent at doing that for us. When we're talking about solutions, answers, the IRS, the financial situation, just to let you all know real quickly, gold is down to $13.61, is down $22 today, and silver is down 45 cents to $22.12, things we never thought we would see. But
yeah,
Goldman Sachs.
You know what's funny about that? Try and buy some gold and silver. It's not so easy to find.
I know, that's true. And Goldman Sachs said about 3 months ago, they said gold will dip to $1,200. Now, they were sure bright to figure that out, weren't they? I mean, it just amazes you what's going on in the financial markets. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're geniuses, aren't they? Well, it's because they want to buy it all up because they know the system's going to crash. And mm-hmm. after they take all the depositor money, there's no more money to take. They're not stupid. Look,
yes.
Do what they're doing. Get your money out of the system, convert it into hard assets now.
Yes.
Don't end up like the people in Cyprus running to the ATM just to look at it. Protect yourself now, and then you can be helpful to your community and also stop this train wreck that these politicians have created.
Stopping the train wreck. You know, how to, Doug, a friend of the Power Hour, says how to hit the wall less hard is what we need
yeah.
to do. What do we do?
Like I said, protect yourself. Look, the system will collapse. Are we going to wait for them to collapse it, or are you going to take your money out now?
There are a lot of people that believe that
they may. Take control of the situation and start recalling your politicians, particularly the long-serving ones like Senator McCain and John and Chuck Schumer. I mean, these people, their entire tenure. Now, immigration is a whole other topic. That's what my third book is about that maybe we can talk about at another time. But under their so-called service to America, the immigration crisis could possibly destroy America. They have no idea who's in their country. Well, why is that? Who's in power? Who's responsible for that? They are. Start recalling now.
What does that process involve? What is recall?
Well, look, we saw it happened successfully in California at the time with Governor Gray Davis. So my understanding is every state is probably a little different. So there should be, you know, people find out what the rules are and what the procedures are in your state and start doing it. And for any congressman who have any conscience, who care about your country and the future of your children, they can tomorrow write up articles of impeachment at minimum addressing the misdemeanors, possibly the high crimes, and get that ball rolling. We don't have time to have a long, drawn-out soap opera like, happened under the Clinton impeachment.
Yeah.
So those are concrete things you can do now. Congress is either going to do their job, and if they're not, you start recalling them. Look, they ran through Obamacare, didn't even read it. I mean, how many more times can you just make a mockery out of the rule of law? How many more times? You've got plenty of ammo. They either do their job, they need to resign, or recall them. So do your homework. I'm sorry, I don't know what the individual laws are per state, but, you know, God, thank God for the Internet. You can start it. One person mm-hmm. can make a difference. Look back in history. As bleak as some things may look, because, yeah, a handful of people are causing these problems. But over the course of history, we have seen how one person can make a difference for good. Be that one person.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about your actions. Now, the more we understand, the more we can talk to other people, because the majority of them don't understand. And yes, their eyes may glaze over at first, but I think the IRS issue is starting to get their attention. And everybody hates the IRS, but you don't hear one person on television saying, let's just do away with it. Let's alter it. Let's change it. They're saying, oh, the left, right, it's got to be the conservatives. It's got to be. No.
No, there were accusations of that under Bush, too. It's political. And it's the same with the USCIS, with immigration. That should be the next agency that's exposed. They have been using it for political vote grabs for decades.
All right, we'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We're going to continue this discussion. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Marinka has agreed to be on for another 10 minutes, and then she's got to go. But I do thank her very much for sharing her time with the Power Hour today. A lot of you are calling the Power Mall wanting to get her books. Here is how you do it. Go to Amazon.com, go to Barnes & Noble, go to her website, go to MarinkaPeshman.com, go to ThePowerHour.com, and it'll show you how to get it'll direct you to her website. Just link on that. But the books are in ebook and are in paperback. So you can get them at Amazon or go to her website, go to Amazon.com and get the books. Unfortunately, we don't have them at the Power Mall. I would like to get them in the future for some of those of you that are not online so we can have them available at the Power Mall. But we'll talk to Marinka about that. All right, we've only got about 7 or 8 minutes. What is it that you think is so important right now that we be talking about? Is it the IRS issue? Is it Benghazi? Is it which fraud do you think is the most important that we focus on to tell other people about?
Oh, gosh. I wish that was a simple answer. I just think you have to keep talking, and you have to keep sounding the alarm, and you have to pass out this information, and you've got to use the social media like the Obama administration uses it, you know, and you just keep spreading out information. My immediate concern, obviously, is President Obama, and someone needs to start the articles of impeachment now, because what is going on in the Middle East, we are a hair trigger away from this exploding, and I'm not trying to alarm people, but that's what we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you've got to go to the top. You've got to go to the top right now. We don't have time for these, you know, long-winded investigations, like I said before. And members of Congress, the few good ones that are there, they have the power to do it.
Yeah, the few good ones is right. Now, we do have one U.S. representative who has filed impeachment for Obama. How important do you think that is in the list of things that we need to be doing?
I think it's really important. I think what President Obama is doing to America, sometimes I feel like I'm in a bad episode of, if you recall, Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. They wrote this manifesto called Prairie Fire. And some of the words that always resonate with me, kill the capitalist pig, kill the imperialist. That's referring to America. Kill your children. Don't you feel like you're living in a bad episode of the Weather Underground series?
Mm.
And we've got to stop this.
Yes.
What is Obama doing? He's killing the capitalist pig. That's how he sees America.
Yep, absolutely.
He needs to be removed. And let's face it, he won re-election under false pretenses. Between the IRS and Benghazi, the American electorate was not informed. And now is the time to go back and to change this outcome. I know people are concerned about politics, but we are at a critical tipping point in history. And if this goes the way they want it to go, you're not going to get your country back overnight. This is going to be an awful, awful, violent battle between what's going on in the Middle East and what could possibly then be triggered in the U.S. This is very, very serious. So I'm not trying to alarm people, but the articles of impeachment, that's what needs to be started, truly.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there are, you mentioned something about how did Hillary get past all of the, or get confirmed and all those. How did Obama? I mean, my gosh, you have got the most criminal situation there, and yet it's bypassed every single check and balance that there is.
Yeah, because they blackmail people. They shake down people. This is how they got into power is now what they're doing to the American people. It's the same thing, and that's what's so incredible, because all these people who look the other way, they know what's going on. They're not stupid. Mm-hmm. How can they sit back? That's what just boggles my mind. It really, it is. It's terribly disturbing. But your government is not operating in the best interest of America. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Oh, without a doubt.
So the only way to fix it is to change your government. Recall, impeachment. Mm-hmm. Recall, impeachment. Please pass along. I mean, there's plenty of other journalists, too, who are out there who are sounding the alarm. Spread along all of our information. You know, that's the beauty of the Internet. Link, you know, whether it's books, YouTube videos. Use the media. You know, that's the one great thing with the Internet is the mainstream press doesn't have a stronghold on us anymore. Let's use the Internet to get out as much information as quickly as we can. Take back your country.
Yeah, and Congressman Jones, you know, has already put forth an impeachment position. Congressman Jones, U.S. Representative, let's use
him. Yeah, but he's being ignored by the mainstream press, right?
Yes, so yes, he is. But, you know, we brought him on the Power Hour, and we need to keep talking about it. We need to let people know that this man has been fearless in what he did in H.R. 107. So we need
to... Right, but if you start recalling other politicians who won't do what he did, who don't have the courage that he did, all of a sudden, they're gonna step up to the plate. You watch how that happens. You know how that goes. And all of a sudden, he'll be the flavor of the month. But in this case, he's the good guy. He's doing the right thing before anybody else did. So you start recalling your congressmen who won't support this, who are part of this train crash that's going to hit if we don't slow it down. If they see that their job is in jeopardy, they're gonna sing a different tune. You know how that
works.
I like it.
I want to thank you for joining us. I wish we had time to take calls. We'll do that next time that you're on the program.
I'd love to.
Definitely take phone calls. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Thank you, and God bless. Thank you.
Oh, awesome program. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, there is someone who does the research. She seriously does the research, and I know she has garnered your respect. Go to her website. Just click on at thepowerhour.com, and that's where you can get her books and also at amazon.com.
Know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.